When it comes to commodities, corn is king. About one-third of all U.S. cropland is planted in corn. Most of us probably encounter it every day. Let's start first with farmers coping with lower prices, and then we'll talk about consumers. On a clear fall day in central Iowa, Aaron Lehman climbs into the cab of his green combine to do some maintenance. He's hoping his corn has a couple more weeks to grow before harvesting. He says he knew sky-high corn prices were temporary.
We've done our best to try to prepare for this because farming is cyclical. We didn't anticipate that high prices would last forever. We know that prices rise, we know that prices fall.
Lehman says he tried to make big purchases while the money was good, really good. For the second half of the 20th century, the price of corn, adjusted for inflation, stood right around $2 a bushel. About 5 years ago, thanks mainly to growth in ethanol production, prices started to climb. $4 a bushel felt like a lot, until the past couple of years when the price crept up above $8 a bushel. That was great for crop farmers, but for farmers raising chicken, cows, and pigs, it meant feeding animals cost a whole lot more than they were used to. Jeff Longnecker grows much of the feed for his cattle, but in dry summers, like the past two, he's had to buy some. And last year, that hurt.
I jumped in and bought, 10,000 bushels of corn at the local elevator in August because we were afraid we weren't even going to have anything at that time. If I remember right, I paid $8.16 for it.
But today, with corn down around $5 a bushel, he's growing his herd. Beyond animal feed and ethanol production, a lot of corn goes into processed food. Corn is also found in carpet, paper, soap, even in couch cushions. And Iowa State University economist Bruce Babcock says there's no risk of shortage.
The reason why so much land is planted to corn is because it's the most profitable crop that is out there.
And as long as corn remains abundant and relatively cheap, the items we buy are not much affected by the price of a bushel of corn. That's because every stop between the farm and you adds a buffer. Stops like this one at Ajinomoto in Eddyville, Iowa, which makes the flavor enhancer monosodium glutamate, or MSG. General Manager Jeff Payton says the company buys corn straight out of the field and contracts with a bigger processor across the street to mill it.
They process the corn, then by pipeline we receive the part of the corn, the dextrose, the glucose that we would need here at the plant for our fermentation operation.
It takes about a week to convert the raw sugar, with a few other ingredients, into MSG.
About 3% of our product goes into retail, directly out to the customer. So that means 97% is mostly in bulk form.
Like these 50-pound bags that a mechanical arm is stacking here on a pallet, Payton says they'll make at least one more stop on the way to a consumer, either in a restaurant kitchen or at another food processor. With every stop, the impact of corn's commodity price diminishes. Economists like Bruce Babcock say on the consumer side, prices tend to be sticky, meaning they creep up gradually, but they rarely come back down.
Corn, as a share of the final retail food dollar, is so small that you can even double corn prices, and it's going to have a fairly muted effect at the retail level.
Back in the field, though, Jeff Longnecker says the commodity price will influence what gets planted next year. With corn paying less, he expects farmers to increase soybean acreage.
Don't misunderstand me. They're going to continue to plant corn. There's no doubt. We're a corn nation.
But if fewer acres are planted in corn, then the price will edge back up, benefiting those farmers who grow it, and leaving the rest of us with our cheap snacks and soda pop, mostly unaware of the market forces. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.